Our second feature this month is another contribution from Derek James. He continues the fire and rescue theme by asking if you know that Norfolk was home to one of the earliest fire brigades. Here's Lorna Jesty to read Derek's article.
It is a fascinating book about one of the first five fire brigades in the country, and also a terrific look at life in and around the fine Norfolk town of Stalham over the last couple of hundred years. For both residents and visitors, Stalham on the River Ant has much to offer, and now its well-known author and man about town, Ray Woolston, has edited, revised and updated a book about the fire brigade, which first came out in 1983. A story which will make you sad and reflect on dangerous times, but there are also tales which will make you smile. The writing of the book came about by chance when Ray was talking to Kay and Mickey McKinnon at the Jubilee celebrations. And they were saying how they were trying to get Derek Farman's book, 150 Years of Stalham's Fire Brigade, reprinted. It had been printed in 1983 by Jeff R. Reeve Limited of Wyndham, for whom I worked for 18 years. The printers closed about 5 years ago, so there was no way they could go back for a reprint, said Ray. Fortunately, he had many of the photographs in his collection, knows Stalham like the back of his hand, so he volunteered to update the book to include information from 1983 up until now, 2022. This year is the 190th year of the forming of Stalham Fire Brigade in 1833, making it among the first fire brigades in the country, said Ray. And he would like to draw our attention to the volunteers who run the Stalham Firehouse Museum, who may be congratulated. They give up their time and energy to the project, and without them, the museum would not survive. Get in touch if you would like to be involved. The brigade was set up because people in general were increasingly finding that neither insurance companies nor the state brigade provided adequate fire cover. Establishing a brigade was no easy business. In 1832, landowners, farmers and traders agreed to dip into their pockets to pay for a superintendent, captain and engineer. Thanks to various schemes, a pump was bought and money raised to build a firehouse in St Mary's Church grounds. They were up and running, and then on Monday, June the 22nd, 1902, a public meeting was held to decide how to mark the coronation of King Edward VII. As the talks proceeded, Victor Spanton rose to his feet to say, "What we need is a new fire engine." Heads began to turn in nodding approval. Costing about £75, the second-hand manually operated horse-drawn engine came from the Royal Arsenal at Woolwich. What a way to celebrate the coronation. And then... Sorry, we have run out of room, so you will have to buy the book. Ray would like to thank Derek Farman, Barry Lancaster, Nigel Dixon and Gwen Fox for photographs and information. A History of Stalham Fire Brigade costs £9.95 and is on sale at City Books, Norwich, Forest Newsagent Stalham, or from Ray at raywoolston@hotmail.com.